Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has qualified for the ballot in the state of Wisconsin, but may have to restart his petition drive in Nevada. Mr. Kennedy is reportedly qualified or in strong position to do so in 8 states: Arizona, Georgia, Hawaii, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Utah, and now Wisconsin. He may have problems in Nevada, however. The submitted petitions may be disqualified because Mr. Kennedy did not list a vice presidential running mate, a requirement under Nevada election law. This week, however, Mr. Kennedy announced that wealthy entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan, the founder of the Clear Access IP legal technology company that she later sold, will be his vice presidential running mate. New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy, who had been fighting with Representative Andy Kim over county Democratic Party endorsements that yield favorable ballot placements, surprisingly ended her U.S. Senate campaign during the week. Ms. Murphy said she didn't want to spend money attacking another Democrat when the funds could be used to help defeat former President Donald Trump. The more likely reason for her withdrawal decision is failing to see a viable victory path after falling behind Congressman Kim in early polling. The development makes Mr. Kim a prohibitive favorite for the Democratic nomination, which is tantamount to winning a Senate general election in New Jersey. Emerson College, polling for the WOWK Channel 13 television station in the Charleston-Huntington market, sees West Virginia Governor Jim Justice holding a commanding 54-17% lead over U.S. Congressman Alex Mooney, with the Mountain State Republican primary now just 7 weeks away on May 14th. Without Democratic incumbent Senator Joe Manchin in the race, the eventual GOP nominee becomes a heavy favorite to convert the seat in the general election. A smattering of provisional ballots continues to be added to the nip-and-tuck open 16th Congressional District jungle primary in California, and Democratic San Mateo County Supervisor and ex-state Senator Joe Simidian saw his lead over Democratic Assemblyman Evan Lowe shrink from 4 votes to only 1, 30,232 to 30,231. The eventual second-place qualifier faces Democratic ex-San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo, who locked down first place with 21% of the jungle primary total. Should Messrs. Simidian and Lowe end in a tie, both would advance into the general election, thus creating a three-way November Democratic contest. The primary was held on March 5th, but the Secretary of State has until April 12th to declare final totals. Finally, six-term New Hampshire Democratic U.S. Representative Annie Custer announced that she will not seek re-election next year. Her departure paves the way for a competitive primary and general election season in the Granite State's western region. The Custer retirement means 49 House seats will be open heading into the next election. Ms. Custer is the 25th House Democrat not to seek another term. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.